Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 9th of July. You're listening to Paul Andrews, and I'm joined by the absolutely fabulous Tabitha Beasley.
I only come on the show because you make me feel good.
Yeah, but you only come on once every 4 years.
Two and a half.
Was it 2.5 years ago, the last time you co-hosted? Thank you so much for co-hosting this week. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here, Tabitha, and thank you for doing that. Jules is gallivanting around somewhere doing something or other, moaning about her new husband's 50th birthday.
Have you seen the photos?
I have, yeah. It's annoying, isn't it?
Well, it's grey and pretty cold here today, actually, so it makes it even worse.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the endless photographs of food that annoy me most.
But that's her thing.
Yeah, I know it's her thing, apart from thyroids and gluten. But, yeah, anyway, so she's not here, she's abroad. But it was supposed to be Bird doing the co-hosting today, but Bird's in Africa. Mm. So we brought on someone far better. We brought Tabitha.
You can only say that because she's in a different continent.
Yeah, they're not listening. But I bet they are, actually.
Well, thank you for having me. I feel like third best, but, I'll take it.
I'll tell you what, Tabitha, just because I feel like it, why don't you tell us a little bit about the marketing assistant, which is your business?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
Okay.
Just for those that
my
don't know.
My elevator pitch?
Yeah. Go for it.
The marketing assistant I started 4 years, 4 months ago. I am a strategic marketing consultant, which basically means I come in, I hear all about your business, and I tell you what to do with regards to marketing, target market.
I'm glad you quantified
USP,
that.
Not what to do full stop.
Yeah. Pull yourself together, boy.
Where to be. You know, there's lots of buzzwords around at the moment. Everyone loves a good social media channel. If you are selling Saga holidays, you don't need to be on Snapchat. And if you are selling wireless headphones, you probably do need to be on Snapchat. So basically, marketing doesn't need to be big and scary and expensive.
Do you know what, though? I'm glad you said that, because it's one of the things that always stuns me is how many businesses get that wrong. They pick a platform that's in vogue. Mm-hmm. With, you know, like they ask their kids, what should I be on?
Instagram. The new thing.
Yeah, fine. Yep. I'll be on Instagram then. But they don't think about whether it's the right platform for them. And yep. Most platforms aren't the right platform.
Yeah. And also, they don't think about what they're saying. Yeah. They just think they should be posting out.
Yeah.
So they're just doing it. And they're sat on a, you know, it's very easy to sort of just stand there and put a message out without thinking, well, hang on a minute. What am I actually saying? What do I want to get out of this? Who am I talking to? What's the point of it?
It's really true. And I was talking about this last week. I was having a bit of a rant about this last week because it was driving me nuts on LinkedIn. The amount of people that connect with me on LinkedIn or ask to connect with me and try to sell me something straight away. And what they try to sell me is what I already do myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because I own Jobs in Kent, people, they just look at the title and they go, it must be a recruitment agency, which we're not. Mm. So they come along and they go, oh, we can undercut, you know, we can do this, we can do that, we can put your adverts on. No, you haven't done any research at all before you've tried to connect with me.
So, you know the whole LinkedIn thing. Mm. Is it just me, or when you get, do you get requests from people that don't actually, you don't know?
Yeah.
Because it kind of really annoys me.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid I press the report button because I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And I love LinkedIn and I love what it's there for. And I certainly love linking in with people. I love meeting new people at networking. But it is not a channel which is just there to spam people, to get people to follow you back.
And that's the problem. So many people are using it as spam, and they're normally salespeople, so they just follow you because they want to try and flog you something.
And get to your contacts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even if I accept a contact request from some of them and they immediately try and sell me, sometimes I do it just so I can have a go at them, yeah? I accept the contact and then they do and I go, do you know what? You're rubbish at what you do, mate, yeah? And this is why.
and also Twitter's a good one for that. Direct messages on Twitter. Oh. Hey, @TabithaIsTMA. What, you've not even taken the time to read my bio and find out my name?
Well, while we're ranting about that as well, one of my favourites are the social media management people that do that. And I have a stock answer. I was actually looking to spend, I said, I've got a budget of £10,000 a month to spend on social media, and I was looking for someone to do it, but you failed at the first hurdle because you should never send a DM to someone that's not a contact. Sorry.
Yeah. We could rant all day about this.
It makes me happy. Cool. Anyway, so thank you for that, Tabitha, and welcome. Tabitha's got to leave a little bit early this afternoon, so...
Busy girl.
Yeah.
Meeting.
She's going to slip out and do some work at 2:45. But we've got her until then, which is brilliant. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests in the studio too, and we're going to talk to all of them during the next 1 hour and 50 minutes that we've got left. We've got emails coming in. We've got tweets coming in. We want to hear from you. We went ballistic last week. It was absolutely ballistic, and I got a good telling off from loads of people because I didn't read your tweets out. But we just ran out of time, as I'm sorry about that. But hey, listen, if you want to get in touch with the Business Bunker Show, you know how to do it. You can call me if you really want on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And please, please, please use the hashtag BBunker. Otherwise, Tabitha will never find the tweet, and therefore we won't read it out. So,
can I just put an extra please on
there? Yeah, of course.
I think there are a lot of people that have sent in messages this morning and over the last week. But if you haven't put hashtag BBunker, Twitter is a very big place and very hard to find things. If you haven't put that hashtag. So that's what I'll be looking for. Happy to read out any of your shout outs, any news going on, any networking events coming up. Please do call in, tweet, email, and we'll get it on air today.
Fantastic. Thank you. I've had a tweet from Best Business Events, and they said, we're tuned into the Business Bunker Show, and we're ready to listen to the guests, Keith Mabbott from Street Soccer and Ruth Hyde from Cryojuvenate. And you're also going to hear from the lovely Kay Skelton from Maidstone United Football Club. So fantastic. Good.
I'm glad everyone's ready. Should we do this?
Yeah. Do you want you can surprise me. You can pick, Tabitha. You can read a tweet or an email. I really don't mind which one you do.
I'm going to go for some emails.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So this is a really good event coming up. Our lovely Zoe Cairns ZC Social Media Academy is happening on the 11th of July, 2 p.m. till 4:30 p.m. in Chatham. So it's Bridgewood Manor, Wardslade Woods. Come and learn some quick wins and the latest news and updates on social media. Come along to the popular hashtag ZC Social Media Academy, so follow them if you're not already, and learn new updates, cutting-edge information about social media and the online digital world with speakers Zoe Cairns. Take away the latest invaluable information and news immediately for your online marketing. So it is an afternoon where there will be lots of hints and tips. Each month they have a new topic chosen by the group from the month before. There will be a 15-minute Q&A session at the end of the meeting. Bring plenty of business cards, lots of networking opportunities, and it includes tea and coffee. So have a look at that. Hashtag ZC Social Media. Have a look at www.zcsocialmedia.com/ZC Social Media Academy. This is a free event. Sorry, Paul.
No,
that's
fantastic.
Get that bit in.
No, that's fantastic. Thank you for that. Sorry, I just had a tweet. Reinforcing what we were just ranting about.
Oh, who's it from?
From Athelbray. Says, spam. Loving the conversation. I don't mind connecting with those I don't know if they take the trouble to do a personal message with some idea of why they want to connect and if there's a mutual networking benefit. Definitely do not want just for the use of spam or making idle connections. Absolutely right. Thank you for that.
That's so important. And also we can do a shout out. Athelbray asked for a shout out this morning. So hello. Obviously, this morning you asked for that, not just now. Hello, and thank you for listening to us. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought they said something else as well. Maybe they put another tweet out about...
They put a tweet this morning.
About a workshop. Anyway, maybe not.
I'll find it.
Okay.
Can I just read this one out really, really quickly?
Yeah, of course you can.
Because I love this. This sounds like a working mum from Fran... Borman, is that
right? Fran, yeah.
Yep. So listening live to Business Bunker with my little people, listening to their first Business Bunker radio with Vanilla Web. So I would love to say, hi, Oliver, and hi, Alicia. Welcome to listening to Business Radio.
I see what you did there. I bet they're enjoying it.
Do you know, I should actually let my kids listen back to this.
You should, really.
Yeah, no, I should.
Educational.
My husband's listening, so.
Yeah, no, you make the kids listen to it. It'd serve them right. When my oldest was about six, he's 34 now, but when he was about six, I came downstairs one day and he was watching a telly. He was watching a video of me doing a presentation and he looked at me and he said, Mum says you get paid for that. And I go, yeah. He said, we have to do that for nothing in the Cubs.
Oh, well, I've got a thing now. Wherever I go, I get my eldest daughter's five, and I bring her back a pen. So yesterday I was talking at the NatWest Startup Women in Business event at the Business Terrace in Maidstone, and I got her the free pen. Honestly, made up. So happy. Free pen makes it all.
It's a truism, isn't it? Well, I've got a seven-year-old stepdaughter, and it's amazing when you buy them presents and stuff like that, what they do with the cardboard boxes and the packaging and the straws and all the things that come with it. They make the most fabulous things out of it. Yeah, really good. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Michael Parks Surveyors as well, MPSL on the Twitter. Michael Parks are based over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, and they're commercial agents and surveyors. And they say, hello, Paul. Have a fantastic show. We'd love a Business Bunker shout-out, please. Our featured property is this shop, and there's a picture of it, to rent in Chatham High Street. It's close by to the large Go Outdoor store and KFC. What's not to like? It's next door to KFC. If it was Nando's, I'd be there like a shop. But, yeah, KFC's okay. It would suit many different A1 uses. A1's retail, for those that don't know. And they've put a little picture of the shop. So do check that out. MPSL is their Twitter handle. Have a look.
I found the tweet we're looking for, Athel Bray.
Good.
Hello, can we have a shout-out, please? We're off to Wembley at FB Place. Oh, sorry, I don't know what that is. For National Awards on Saturday's finalists, keeping everything crossed and looking forward to a night celebrating. Thanks to trainers, clients and family who have supported us for the last 21 years. Well, that's amazing. Well done. Good luck. I hope that goes really well, and let us know next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can follow Athel Bray on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Athel Bray LTD. That's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E LTD. Athel Bray Limited. Give them a follow on the Twitter. I've had a tweet as well. This is a kind of... I'm cheating a little bit because this wasn't a shout-out tweet. This was a message to me earlier, but I'm going to read it anyway because I'm like that. It's from the lovely folks, Polly and Paul, at Diamond Circle Weddings, DC Weddings UK is their Twitter handle. And they say, hello, Vanilla Web, have a great Tuesday. We've got a date with a certain show today, but we're going to be listening while having coffee in Fruitworks in Canterbury. So,
that's why you're giving it a shout.
Yeah,
out.
They ticked all my boxes there, didn't they? Well done, guys.
Can I do
guys.
Another quick one from lovely Tracy Ferguson?
Yeah.
Who I've actually never met, but is one of those online romance, well, not romance, that would be a bit much, but, you know, a sort of an online friendship, and I've never met you, Tracy, so I'm sorry about that.
She's lovely, Tracy. She's really great.
Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for Paul and the Jobs in Kent team? For the NAG recruitment, who sponsored the Sitting Bourne Careers Fair last week. Through their support, these events are free for all job seekers and exhibitors. Thank you also to all the exhibitors and attendees. So if you went to that event last week, thank you so much for going to it. And Jobs in Kent, that's you, that is.
Yeah, fantastic. It was a great event. We're doing roadshows around the place, trying to get the last dregs of the people that are unemployed into work because we've got so many jobs that we can't fill. It's unbelievable. So we're doing workshops, and we had 25 employers there as well that we're trying to recruit. Our next events are going to be in Folkestone and at the Pentagon Shopping Centre in Chatham, and they will be in September and October. As the dates are firmed up, we will let you know. But they're great events, and we do thank New Appointments Group for sponsoring and supporting that, as Tracy said, and making them free. So thank you very much. I've had a tweet from the Business Diaries, and they say, hello, Vanilla Web. There's just 7 tickets left for our storytelling, if anyone's interested. If you don't know about the Business Diaries, you should. It's one of my favourite all-time things. I will be going. It's this Thursday evening. It's 6:45, if I remember rightly. We have got an email about it somewhere, and we may read that out later. But if I remember from memory, it's 6:45. It's 10 quid a ticket, and you get food and drink involved with that. It's at the Innovation Centre at Medway, up on the City Way there. It's this Thursday evening, and do you know what? It's probably my favourite networking because it's different. There's 5 people. Are you speaking at one of these, Keith?
I've already spoken.
You have, haven't you? Yeah. I thought you had. It's slightly different from normal networking. It's 5 personal stories from business people. So there's no sales pitch, there's no how I won an order or anything like that. They are personal stories during your business journey, loosely coupled around a theme picked by the organisers, which is Lisa Settle. And I tell you what, I've been to all of them bar one, so I've been to about 8 of these, over the last year or so, and some of them made me cry. Some of them made me laugh. Some of them made me go, you what?
Keith, was that your one?
No, yeah, really? Yeah.
I think
you're having a laugh.
Mine was the one you missed.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I didn't go. It was him speaking.
Do you know, I've seen this on Twitter a lot. I would love to go along to that. I've just, obviously, as you know, I had another child since we last.
Have you found out what's causing it yet?
I'm not going to comment on that. Right. It's kind of one of those things that started and I've missed.
Yeah.
I'm not really on the networking scene anymore because, you know, childcare, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing these tweets about it and stuff, and I think that sounds really interesting and really want to get involved with that. Can you repeat the handle, please?
It's on Twitter, it's the Biz Diaries, B-I-Z. Let me give you the full... Yeah, the Biz Diaries, all one word, B-I-Z, Biz Diaries. They also do the Biz Diaries Tunbridge Wells as well at the Hotel Devon. Other times. It's fantastic. They have five speakers, and therefore the range of things that you listen to during an evening really change in terms of the emotional content of what it is. Fantastic. Get along. It's a really lovely evening. It really is cool. I'm going to read an email, if that's all right.
Yep. Get through.
And I should have actually got it ready before.
Do you want me to read one while you are...
Go on while I shuffle my paper.
I'm going to read an event that's happening on the 16th of July, hosted by the lovely Jade Pluck, as in linked into success. So, increase sales, drive brand awareness, and learn how to become a thought leader in this intensive LinkedIn workshop with at Jade Pluck. This is going to be at the Village Hotel Maidstone on the 16th of July. For details, please go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business-events. So Jade Pluck is a absolute professional LinkedIn expert. There's nothing she does not know about LinkedIn. This would be a really useful workshop for anyone using LinkedIn, which I presume everyone listening and everyone here today, as we are all in business, is using LinkedIn. So this would be a really great one to attend. I don't have a price on that one, but go to that website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business-events, or follow at Jade Pluck.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tabitha. Right, I found my email. This is a report from the Federation of Small Business. The productivity gap in the southeast is set to persist as 8 in 10 small firms hold back on investment. Tabitha and I were having a discussion about this before we went on air.
We could use the word rant again.
I think we could. Yeah. Small firms are struggling to expand, hire and raise productivity as political uncertainty leaves them increasingly hamstrung, according to the full SBI Quarter 2 2019 report from the Federation of Small Business. A considerable majority, 80% of small firms in the southeast, are not planning to increase capital investment in their businesses over the coming quarter. The region's figure is higher than the rest of the UK, which is at 72%, and it's at the highest level since quarter two 2017. According to the Office of National Statistics, business investment fell for 4 straight quarters last year for the first time since the financial crash. And elsewhere, a third, 33% of small firms in the region say accessing appropriately skilled staff is now a major barrier to growth. In the UK, this number is 35% nationally, and the net balance of small businesses that are increasing headcounts, the proportion of those hiring new staff, is now down 2%. I have to tell you, because it's my area of work, there are 842,000 unfilled full-time jobs in the United Kingdom at the moment, and we are on course to create another 660,000, and we have the highest number of people in employment at 32.4% already. We're in trouble. We're in trouble from a skills point of view because we just can't get people. And I had a really interesting meeting 2 weeks ago with the Minister for Small Business, MP Kelly Tolhurst, who's the MP for Rochester. The government and the Small Business Department are very keen on improving productivity amongst small businesses. So we were trying to identify what's holding that back. And the biggest things that hold that back are skill shortages, lack of uptake in digital. Here's a statistic that you might be mortified by. 76% of micro businesses and small businesses have no digital presence at all.
Really?
Yep.
That's absolutely
unbelievable,
astounding.
Isn't it? Yeah, 76%. Now, the thing to bear in mind here is it's a business presence. As individuals, they probably all have Facebook pages and maybe Twitter handles and stuff like that, but they have no business presence digitally. And one of the mistakes that people make is to confuse their business with their personal yep. social media handles, and I've seen people that should know better
yep.
get very political about things and tell half their customer base what to do with themselves because they have a slightly different political view. And that's a mistake, ladies and gentlemen, of epic proportions.
It's, you know, old-fashioned dinner party rules apply to yep. social media. Don't mix personal, religion, politics.
Football.
Football. With business. Okay, business is business.
Yeah.
Oh, we've just lost the guest. and when I do Twitter training for clients, the first thing I always say is don't mix business and pleasure. And yep. you're right, too many people are doing it.
Yep.
Well, that's a very upsetting statistic.
Yeah. So there you go. We need to do something about it, and we're looking at what we can do here in Kent with the FSB, but there's lots to do. Do you know what? I'm going to play some cheesy tunage now, and none of you will have the first idea what this is about, but Keith might, and that will be testing as well.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
That's bbunker50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent. With prices from just
£99. This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was a Liquidator. For those that don't know, that is played before every Chelsea home game, apart from the Champions League, where we're not allowed to play it because they're scared we might win. But there you go. Harry J and the All-Stars. Cool. We've got loads of tweets coming in. We've got loads of emails. We've got three fabulous guests to talk to. Diamond Circle Weddings have, in fact, tweeted now, not just to me, but to the Business Bunker. And they say, hello, Vanilla Web, bird on a bike. In fact, birds in Rwanda, actually. So we've got the lovely Tabitha here. Tabitha TMA is your...
Tabitha is TMA.
Is TMA. Yeah. Yes, Tabitha ISTMA. Do give her a follow. And they, Diamond Circle Wedding saying, how do we come by our name? And they've gone, right, well, number one, an engagement ring is normally a diamond. There you go. A wedding ring is usually a circle or a chain. See what I did there? A wedding ring is usually a circle, and you could say a circle of trust. And the Diamond Circle, now this I didn't know, is a popular tourist destination in northern Iceland.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, there you go. Blimey.
It's on my bucket list to go there.
Well, Iceland.
Yeah. Northern Lights. Yeah. Mm. I want to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah. I've not been to Iceland. Yeah.
Very expensive.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Cool. So, Diamond Circle Weddings, DC Weddings UK is their Twitter handle. Now you know why they're called what they're called. Fantastic.
Good to know.
Yeah. What you got then, Tabitha?
Lovely, lovely Alison Palmer.
All right.
FSB Kent.
Cool.
At FSB Kent. So, there is an event. This month's Herne Bay Women in Business is at the amazing... at Hats Coffee. So that's an event in Herne Bay. So come and enjoy some relaxed networking with beautiful sea views and delicious coffee and cake, 18th of July. If you go to at FSB Southeast or at FSB Kent, you can find out more about that event. I also have had a message from Women in Business. Oh, it's very feminine today, isn't it? Very female-based.
No, it is.
Right, okay, fine.
The girly mafia.
It's because we're getting out there and doing
exactly
what we can do.
Doing some work for a change. Yeah. I don't know who's doing the ironing while you're all out there.
Oh, no, we have to do that as well, you see. That's how it works nowadays. Oh,
is that right?
We have to do everything.
Is that right?
So, hello, B-Bunker. Have a great show. Can we have a shout-out for our free networking event on the 7th of August at K Sports in Ditton at 6:30 p.m.? I presume it's p.m.? Sorry, I hope that's not AM. I presume it's PM.
Who is it?
It's Women in Business Medway in North.
Yeah, no, it'll be in the evening. Yeah, yeah, they won't be up that early.
Or, no, because they're looking after the children probably at that time, you know, getting breakfast and
doing the ironing before they go to work. Yeah, absolutely.
Three speakers and lots of networking for women in business and all free. So just to clarify, that was the 7th of August at K Sports in Ditton. Three speakers, lots of networking, women in business, all free.
Apparently, I'm not to come home now.
Yeah, I bet. I was wondering whether your lovely lady would get involved.
Mm. Do you know what? I want to speak to our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show the lovely Ruth Hyde from Cryojuvenate. Ruth, welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show. Remind us when you were last on. It was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
Hi, Paul. Yes, it was. I think it was about a year ago, I think.
Yeah, at least a year. Was it here?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Here, yeah.
You come a little bit closer to that microphone.
Okay.
Because you've got a gentle voice.
Uh-huh.
So, Ruth, welcome back onto the show. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. You've... the last time you came on, I think you'd just gone through a whole period of winning loads of awards again. Yeah, she's also winning awards, this woman. This is so tedious. You just won a few awards. But I think you've been doing a lot in the last year as well. So we kind of asked you back on to update us on what you're doing and all the things that have happened in the last year. But before you do that, for those listeners that don't know what Cryojuvenate do, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business and what it is? Yeah.
Okay. So Cryojuvenate, basically we are Kent's cryotherapy specialists. We've rebranded ourselves.
Cryotherapy specialists.
That's right.
Explain what cryotherapy is. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So basically we freeze people.
Right.
But
alive people,
right,
not dead
alive,
people.
Alive, not dead people. Good, okay.
Okay.
And there are a number of different treatments that we offer at Rejuvenate. We have a whole body chamber that... Sorry, I couldn't hear myself then, but I can hear myself now. So that's good. We have a whole body chamber that you walk into at minus 85 degrees. And you go in there for 3 up to 5 minutes now. We have some hardcore athletes who are sort of in competition with each other to freeze as long as they can. it's for recovery, sports recovery. It's for wellness. And it's for rejuvenation, really. So,
just for the body, not for the mind?
It is actually good for the mind as well, because when you go into the chamber, it kickstarts your metabolism.
Right.
So you're basically burning calories.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the theory is behind this freezing, apart from acclimatising yourself to a trip to Iceland.
Or an English winter.
Or an English summer. Yeah. What's the theory behind it in terms of how it works and what it does?
Well, basically, back in about the 1970s, a Japanese guy was trying to actually find a cure for arthritis.
Right.
And he came up with this freezing technology.
Yeah.
There's two different types. There's nitrogen and then there's electric freezing technology, which has been introduced more recently, and that's what we have at Rejuvenate.
You have electric technology.
We have an electric chamber, so you're actually going whole body into the chamber. And the idea behind it is that when you go into the chamber, your brain's going to send a signal to your heart saying, oh, my God, it's an emergency.
It's cold.
It's cold. Yeah. And it's going to basically pull... all the blood from your limbs,
extremities,
and to your vital organs, because it's trying to, it's putting in flight or fight mode. So your blood's circulating quicker. So the first thing that happens is you're burning calories. If you do it on a regular basis, it can be quite good for weight loss, although there are other freezing treatments that help that. But also...
Is that because it goes solid and you can snap it off?
No. I can't swear on air with you, Paul.
No.
Does it not sort of potentially bring on, like, a panic attack or a sort of... Because obviously it puts you in the fight or flight, so I imagine that sort of...
I think a lot of people are very apprehensive to go in, you know. Oh, my God, I don't like the cold. I can't possibly go in there. But everyone, pretty much everyone that comes out say, oh, that was really amazing. It just gives you this feeling of sort of energized.
Okay, feeling. How cold is it in there?
So my chamber sort of varies between minus 85 and minus 95 degrees.
And how long are you in there for?
Well, newbies, we'll put newbies in there for 3 minutes.
And is that based on your, sorry, Paul, body shape? Like, would you put Paul in for a bit longer than me?
How can she say that?
No, not really.
That would be the last time I could.
Not really. No, I mean, sometimes bigger people can handle it a little bit better than petite
don't
people.
Don't know any bigger people.
but no, I mean, it's about building it up, really. I mean, I was in there for 4 minutes yesterday. I'm recovering myself at the moment, so it's helped me immensely.
That's blooming cold, though, isn't it? Minus 84. I mean, that's freezing your nadgets off weather day, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we give you... That's the thing. We give you protective clothing, so you'll have slippers, socks, you'll have shorts, crop tops for the girls, you'll have...
So you're not naked, then?
I know, but you've got bare midriff.
Bare midriff. The more flesh showing, the better, because, you know...
Oh, that's all right for me. I've got lots of that.
And this is a pleasurable medical treatment?
It is not officially medical, although there are a lot of studies out there. When I say not officially, in the sense that, you know, insurance companies aren't quite recognising it yet like they do with physio, for example.
Mm. Yeah.
But it is coming. There is a lot of research going on. And so for that reason, it is an alternative therapy.
But you do a lot of work, I understand, with recovery and sports injuries.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. You know, we work with a lot of the local football teams. We've worked with Maidstone United and Gillingham and, you know, Sevenoaks Bromley. All the lads are in and out.
And someone's just tweeted in, lovely Alison Palmer has just said Dame Kelly Holmes does it as well.
That's right. Well, she's been in. She's been a client. She's had some Achilles problems in the past, and we've treated her foot, and she's been in the chamber.
Right.
I don't think she particularly liked the cold, but it really, it just has that energising feeling. And what is also great about it, going back to the mental thing, the mental health thing, is that a lot of people struggle with sleep. Mm-hmm. So when you go in the chamber, you're burning calories. So basically your body continues to work. So you'll burn about 80 calories while you're in there, but during the course of the rest of the day, you'll be burning between 500 and 800 calories.
And then that's because you kickstart your metabolism into running away or whatever
that's
you call
right,
it.
So your body keeps working. So when you when it's bedtime, you're out like a light. Sleep like a baby.
Okay.
But body recovers itself. You wake up feeling rejuvenated.
And if, Ruth, if you were going to, let's say, just like a normal, ordinary, gorgeous person like me, yeah, rather than someone with a sports injury or whatever, just a normal, ordinary person.
You're gorgeous to me, Paul.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and my mum sometimes. But no, an ordinary person with no sports injuries or other, what's the recommended treatment frequency? I mean, how often would you do this? You wouldn't come and do it every day or...?
Well, you can actually do it every day. You can do it twice a day.
Really?
You can. And it's when we're talking about wellness, you know, there are certain contraindications, which, you know, if you've got cancer, we wouldn't put you in there. Yeah. If you've got heart problems, high blood pressure, we wouldn't put you in there.
Right.
Unless it's managed, you know, there are waivers to fill out. But we see a lot of people with fibromyalgia.
Right.
You know, these people, autoimmune problems,
arthritis,
those types of issues. We've done quite a few blogs, actually. So anyone out there wants to know more, you can actually read some of our blogs. There's something about every sort of element of autoimmune and skin problems, psoriasis.
Can I ask you a kind of oblique question of how you got into this in the first place? What were you doing prior to 1970 or whenever it was? No, you're not that old.
Have you got another 2 hours?
No, what made you offer this treatment? What was the point where you went, wow, that sounds good, I'm going to do that?
Okay, so in a nutshell, I've suffered with a lot of sporting injuries and juvenile arthritis.
Wow, okay.
And psoriasis, which I had for many years. So they're autoimmunes, knee problems, shoulder problems. So I've been through quite a few of those elements. I had a career in the city for many, many years, got made redundant. And at that point, I decided I just couldn't face another career in the city. So I started looking at ways of doing something that could actually be a bit more fulfilling and something I believed in. And then I happened to be watching a one of these housewives programs. And I saw it on there. It started off as a hobby.
It was in Emmerdale.
No, it wasn't Emmerdale.
It wasn't in Emmerdale.
No, it wasn't Emmerdale.
It can't be real then.
And it just went from there. It just went from there. I just started, you know, researching it. And travelling, and business plan came to light. Looking for premises. And, you know, within 6 months, I was seriously into a business plan to launch.
It's funny how that happens, isn't it? When you see something that just gels with you and you go, do you know what? I love that. Yeah. That inspires you to do what you did, which is research it, find somewhere to do it, put a plan together, make it happen. A classic way of starting a successful business is to do that.
Well, we're still going, two and a bit years in, you know. And I wouldn't say it's been the easiest of businesses to start, because, you know, it's a high overhead business.
Absolutely. And no business is easy to start anyway. But when you have to have premises and equipment, it makes it harder because you've got capital costs.
You've got a lot of education to do as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's not a very wide, you know, it's not like a, you know, there's tanning shops on every corner of every high street. Well, this is something that's...
You know, I started something with a zero client base.
Yeah.
Pretty much no one knew anything about it apart from sort of elite sports people. And, it was a risk, I'd certainly say that. But, you know, each sort of every 6 months or so, I'm developing it and bringing in new services, which I can tell you about.
Yeah, go for it. We want to hear what you've been up to since
I've been up to, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So on the outskirts of everything, I do a lot of networking. I'm heavily involved in networking. And as you know, I work with a lot of the football clubs and gyms and personal trainers. I have also launched a franchise within my business, which is called Revive. And basically Revive is vitamin injections and vitamin IVs. So,
blimey.
So we now have a doctor on board who prescribes. We have a nurse who administers.
So
he jabs the needle.
So yeah, they compliment, and I was wired up last Thursday before my cycle that I did over the weekend.
I get wired quite often, but not on that.
So they're all vitamins. Obviously there are contraindications there as well, but it's a global brand. Which we offer within Cryojuvenate 2 days a week.
Okay.
So usually Thursdays and Saturdays. So if anyone's interested in that, just click on the Revive button on the website. Plenty of information about the contents of the different 5 IVs and 4 injections, including B12. A lot of people are B12 deficient, pernicious anemia. So they will get an injection through the NHS once a quarter. A lot of people start to flag after a month. Right. So they'll come into us, they'll buy a course of B12.
Top-ups,
yeah. So that's going quite well. In between that, I've launched like an ambassador program. So I have lots of PT trainers, physios and sports people who are ambassadors for Cryojuvenate.
Okay, so you're kind of basically educating them who go out and educate the marketplace.
The idea.
That's a clever idea.
A lot of stuff going on in the background to promote the business, you know, with marketing, but in a sensible way. You know, targeted
good,
marketing.
Good to hear it.
Targeted marketing. And also rewarding loyal customers, clients. And we also do a lot in the community, so we offer auction prizes, raffle prizes. This weekend we're going to be at the Vine Cricket Club in Sevenoaks doing some local choir. They've got a tournament going on. We were at the Food Fest a few weeks ago.
Sure.
And what else have we been up to? Oh, there was, you know, there's charity campaigns. We created our own charity calendar in aid of breast cancer care.
It wasn't one of these nudie ones,
no,
was it?
No. I think everyone was expecting it to be, but it was all different, you know, sports people from in and around the area. We're doing plenty of things.
Fantastic. I just want to cycle back a bit and just ask you another question in relationship to the main business. The equipment that you use, I don't want to use the wrong term, but a freeze tank or whatever you refer to. The chamber, that's it. So
far better, the chamber.
That worries me, that. Yeah, chamber. I've seen 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God.
It's nothing like that, honestly.
So you shouldn't say that. You see, you couldn't. Anyway.
But we do double chambers. So
don't even go there.
We've done dates in the chamber as well.
Oh, for goodness sake. Anyway, the question I was going to ask you, Ruth, about the equipment is, where is it sourced from?
It's German.
It's German, okay.
So it's very well manufactured.
Right.
And it's supported by UK distributors.
Right. And is that kind of treatment level a big thing in Germany? Is it something that they're really into?
Really big in Europe, actually, and I think in some of the European countries it's actually offered as part of, like, the equivalent of the NHS.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's very big.
Cool.
And are there many of these places around the UK?
There are more now.
All right, okay, since you started.
Yes, of course, you know. A couple of the big department stores in London have them.
Right.
Yay!
I don't know if I'm allowed to name them, am I?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, okay. So Harvey Nicks.
Never heard of them.
First in...
a bit like Tesco.
September 16, and then mine went in March 17. Harrods went in May 17. So I was actually in between these two.
So is this quite a high-end treatment, alternative therapy?
I think initially it was. You know, a lot of the premier football clubs have their own.
Right.
But now there are small businesses cropping up. There's one in Essex, there's one in Welling.
But you're the only one in Kent?
Not anymore.
Right, but, okay. But you're the only one on the radio right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We won't talk about the others, Ruth.
Exactly. But, you know, we all do slightly different things. Mm. You know, my business also does the fat freezing. We also
fat freezing. She's having a go at me again, isn't she?
Yeah. This is where you suck it up into the cup and it goes through a process of heating and freezing, breaks down the fat cells.
It sounds, your face, Paul.
It dissipates out.
It sounds barbaric. Like this is some kind of Victorian
That's torture, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's torture. That's why it's called a chamber. It's got spikes and chains and all kinds.
That's not in the chamber. That's another one. We do the cryofacials as well.
Hold on. I'm still on freezing my lumps off. So what's this fat busting stuff? What do you actually do?
So there's another piece of equipment. It's got cups on it. So they fit on the fat bits, you know, like your lover.
Yeah, I know where my fat bits are, don't worry.
Your belly, your upper, lower back.
Yeah.
under your arms,
bingo
inner,
wings,
inner thighs, yeah. all those little areas.
Your whole body, basically.
Yeah.
You know, you work out, you eat well, and you just got those stubborn bits of fat that you just can't get rid of. That's what we do.
What do you actually do to it? If you can tell me without making me cry, that would be great.
We've got a demonstration going live in the studio.
We'll describe. Ruthie's laying back in the chair, yeah?
There's a cup on the belly.
Yeah.
Okay. We turn it on, okay?
And you turn it on.
As a suction.
Sucks it up.
Ooh. And so it sucks the skin and fat into the cup. Yeah.
It's all invasive, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing invasive.
So you've got this little lump of skin and fat in the cup now. So
you'd be surprised how much you can suck up into that cup.
Yeah. Wow.
And then the process begins. It's about 45 minutes to an hour, and it will, depending on what type of fat you have, it will go through a freezing and heating process.
In the cup.
So it goes green, it goes red.
Don't blame it. I would go green and red as well.
Just indicate what's going on.
And how many cups do you have on at any given time?
You can have up to two cups.
So you can have one or two cups.
It might be you go like that.
On your handles. Right. I get it.
Or
okay.
You might just have one big one there, or a big one there, and a little one there.
And when it's finished, do you left with kind of cup
then
marks on?
Then we have to sort of massage it back, because it's sort of... when it comes out the cup, it sort of stays there for a minute.
Okay.
somewhere to hang your coat anyway, isn't it?
But then you massage it all out, and then the process begins.
Right.
And then 5 weeks later, you repeat it. So it's not... It's not a quick process, but it does work if you follow the program.
And what removes the fat? It breaks down the fat.
It breaks down the fat, so it dissipates through natural causes.
Redistributes
it, and then you have to expel it yourself through detox and massage.
Well, what we do is we offer packages where you can go into the chamber in between having lipofreeze, or we'll give you Body Sculpt, which is massage with cooling treatment. It's a localized machine that targets the area, and that helps to tighten the skin. Because a lot of people, when they lose fat, the skin gets a bit looser.
Yeah. So had two babies. I know all about that.
The Body Sculpt will help to tighten the skin. So what's quite unique about what we do is all these treatments you can get different places, but we pull them all together, and we offer you a program, which if you do it at the right times, it can be very effective.
Is it painful? I don't want to...
I think it might be a little bit uncomfortable. You know, it depends what your pain threshold is. And it's not painful. It's just uncomfortable. You know, if you're like got all this sucked in, you might find you're a little bit short breath because you're missing half your stomach because it's sucked into the cup. No, it's...
So when can Paul come and try this? You know, we like to really get to know our guests.
You can come down anytime you like, as long as we can film the whole thing.
Yeah, I've been caught like that before. I once had a whole body shave, right?
Yeah,
in a shop window in Whitstable. Yeah. I'm never doing that again.
That was a pretty
sight.
Sounds
like a dog grooming salon. Are you sure
it was a dog grooming
there?
Salon? Yeah, yeah. I did it for cancer research. We raised quite a lot of money, but I also built a bit of a fan club as well for the wrong reasons.
Wow. Yeah. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
But I have got one little announcement to make. We are just about to launch a new service. Which is called the Cryo Pen.
Called what?
It's called the Cryo Pen.
Cryo Pen.
Okay, so a Cryo Pen, it looks like a pen.
That kind of pen. I thought you were going to trap me in something again.
So it's a little pen, it has like a little canister in it, but this one actually distributes nitrogen, and we use it to get rid of skin tags, warts,
glucose. You freeze them off, yeah.
Yeah, so it's an alternative because not so many doctor's surgeries are offering these treatments.
See, back in my day, you used to use a piece of cotton. Yeah, so you wrap a piece of cotton around it and pull it.
Or
duct tape. Yeah. Yeah.
Did they have duct tape back then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was made of real ducks then.
But, yeah, so we're launching that in a couple of weeks' time.
Fantastic.
So there'll be a blog about that.
Ruth, thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
And it's a pleasure to hear from you and your growing business with all the things that you're doing. And we wish you continued and much success with it. If people want to find out more about it, read your blogs and all the rest of it, what's the best way to do that?
So the website is www.cryojuvenate.com. That's CryoJuvenate.com. And all the other platforms are the same, Cryojuvenate UK.
On the Twitter, the Facebook.
Twitter, and Facebook, Instagram.
Cool.
Instagram, yeah.
And you can find them all on the website as well.
You can, yes.
There is a link to Ruth's website on the Kent Business Radio website. That will stay there forever, so you can find it there. It links from the homepage currently. Ruth, thank you so much for that. Thanks, Paul. Stay with us for the rest of the show. But well, I'm feeling the need to shed something or other.
Just calm down.
Yeah. Cool.
I think there's calls for you on Twitter to do this for charity.
Yeah. I knew that would happen. Yeah,
that's why we can
Diamond
Circle
Weddings is thinking. Yeah.
People like to see me tortured. I don't know why that is. There's some strange people in Kent, I have to tell you. We'll do something. I'm in the middle of a perennial diet again as well, and I've lost half a stone already. So
good time.
Well,
good time.
Yeah. Oh, it's only taken me 4 years. No, I've lost half a stone in a month, so we're getting there. So we'll do something. We will. Yeah. I've had an interesting tweet. Bearing in mind, talking about 50 Shades of Grey just now, from somebody called Debbie Bird, and she says, "Vanilla Web Business Bunker, please can I have a shout out about my one woman show? Buzzing is the show." And it's going to be at the Edinburgh Fringe, but in previews before Edinburgh, on Saturday the 13th of July at 9:30 p.m, they're at the Old Red Lion Pub Theatre in Islington. oldredliontheatre.co.uk/buzzing is her one-woman show. And it's about Julie, who's a 50-year-old, newly divorced lady searching for her sex life.
Okay.
There you go. So...
I've had a tweet.
I wonder what you were going to say then. I thought you were going to say I've had a sex life.
This is from the lovely Roger Keach.
Right.
Yep. So
hi, Roger.
From Let's Do Business Group. He's saying, say hi to you and to all your guests and co-presenters today. Shout out, please, for the free networking event at the Business Terrace Maidstone on Thursday the 18th of July from 5:30 p.m. And he says, great to hear you all today. So that's another free networking event. So the Business Terrace, I don't know if any of you know the Business Terrace. It's a fantastic co-working space, open space. It is obviously run and funded by the council. It's in the centre of Maidstone, just by the bus station. And they do fantastic networking. They have spaces and offices that you can go and work in and rent. And they run all kinds of supportive and everything else kind of is supporting you in business, whether you need help getting loans, starting up your business, running your business, maintaining your business. And this is the free networking event on Thursday, the 18th of July from 5:30. So check that one out. Go to @LBD Group. So @LBD Group on Twitter. Let's do business.
Fantastic. It's all going off here on Twitter as well. And we're into a GIF war now as well. Basically, going back to the Diamond's Wedding guys and Iceland, they're off to a trip to Iceland and they're going to do some volcano walking. And Bird, who is quite clearly listening to the show in Rwanda at the moment, says she's currently about to set off on her bike and ride up a volcano in Africa, as you would. Yeah. So there you go. And then we got loads of gifts and people being somewhat rude about my shape and size. Oh, we got Smashy and Nicey as well. It's all for charity. But thank you for that. Keep them coming. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks. Oh, my phone's gone off now. Hold on.
Do you want me to read an email?
Can you read an email? Because I'm getting messages here about this old t'other.
Okay. I'm sorry if I've started things off with regards to...
Yeah.
So this is for a fully funded innovation coach or innovation coaching. So Innovate UK, together with the Enterprise Europe Network, EEN, have fully funded the Innovate to Success program. Innovate to Succeed program. It's been developed and funded to support companies who want to grow through innovation and or export. So we've just started a new 3-year program with funding for about 40 companies available this year. Any industry can apply, but you must be a SME, i.e. employ under 250 staff and have under £250 million turnover. If you're a company that would benefit from tailored support, coaching and connections to unlock your innovation and success, then please call Alison Butler on 01634 883615 to register your interest. There's further information at www.gov.uk/government/organisations/innovateuk. Basically, just Google Innovate to Succeed program.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. I had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media, and they say, "Hey, Vanilla Web and Tabitha, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? We're pleased to be silver sponsor and exhibitor at a Tech Expo UK. That's taking place on the 26th of September at the Kent Event Centre. We're a silver sponsor and exhibitor at Tech Expo. We're web design, digital marketing, podcast studio hire and radio media training. Fruitbowlmedia.com. Cool. I think we've got time for one more thing, if you got it.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want me to go for it?
One more thing, and then we're going to join the newsroom.
Okay. The King Summit Business Scale-Up Conference is happening on Thursday the 10th of October, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Kent County Cricket Ground, so that's Canterbury, in partnership with Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, sponsors by Wilkins Kennedy Accounts and HR Go Recruitment. So this is a conference, an all-day conference, hosted by Simon Teague. Some fantastic guest speakers. It's all about scaling up your business, how to achieve over 20% growth in turnover in less than a year. So this event is a full-day conference that will empower you with the knowledge, tools and strategies proven to be highly effective for business growth. Come and learn from the very entrepreneurs that have taken their business to a whole new level, who understand the challenges of growing a business and can provide you with real and honest insights into specific growth strategies. Fantastic lineup of speakers already, men and women who have traveled the journey of both failure and success. So you've got the lovely Gemma Faircloth Haynes, Stuart Goodwin, Julia Bernard Thompson, King James, and Ruth Whitaker. More information and early bird prices available until the end of July, go to thekingssummit.com. So that's the King's Summit, and that's for a conference on Thursday, the 10th of October in Canterbury.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Tabitha. We're now going to join the Channel Radio newsroom.